WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
GOP allies, mass killing. I'm Elliot Francis. Ted Cruz and John Kasich are teaming up in an effort to stop Donald Trump from winning the GOP presidential nomination. Correspondent Kim Hutchinson reports.
John Kasich and Ted Cruz announce a plan to deny Donald Trump the Republican presidential nomination. In a statement released late Sunday, Kasich's campaign said it would stand down in Indiana in order to, quote, give the Cruz campaign a clear path in the state. In its own statement, the Cruz campaign said it would return the favor in Oregon and New Mexico. Trump laughed off the strategy, calling it, quote, desperation. It seems this strange political season is getting even stranger. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Eight family members in southern Ohio all found shot and killed Sunday. Attorney General Mike DeWine.
It would appear that all of them were shot in the head. It would appear also that it occurred during the night. We have victims who are in bed.
A marijuana growing operations were found at three of the four homes in the murder. I'm Elliot Francis. Two Wisconsin high school students are recovering after being shot while leaving their prom Saturday night. Local TV reporter Rebecca Cardenas tells what she saw.
When I arrived on scene, parents were the only ones being allowed in and out of those blocked school entrances. They were picking up kids who had been contained to a greenhouse at that point here on the school's campus. I saw students still in their prom dresses getting in cars with their parents.
Police later killed the shooter, identified as 18-year-old Jacob Wagner. Well, gas prices are creeping up again. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices at the pump rose 8 cents on average in the past 2 weeks, and the new average for a regular is $2.18.
Fans bid farewell, rather, to Prince as the music superstar's remains were cremated over the weekend, and a private memorial service was held Saturday at his home in Minnesota. Cause of Prince's death is still unknown, and it'll be at least 4 weeks before the results of an autopsy are complete. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Maryland's primary is now just 24 hours away, and officials are ready.
It takes months of planning and lots of people to prepare for primary day, according to the Administrator of Elections for Maryland, Linda Lamone.
It's quite an operation, and I don't think very many people realize how much it really takes to put on an election like this. It's thousands of people.
And this year, they have had the added challenge of implementing a new voting system.
The new voting system is a paper-based system. A lot of our voters have never seen one like this before.
Luckily for voters.
And it's easy to use.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The bruising fight to succeed Senator Barbara Mikulski is now in the home stretch.
You've no doubt seen the brutal attack ads between Chris Van Hollen and Donna Edwards and the identity politics coming as a result.
There's a big difference in Congress between simply voting the right way on an issue and being part of the leadership effort to get things done.
Van Hollen's trumpeting his endorsements from a majority of Maryland's elected African-American women, while Edwards has support from Emily's List.
I think a strong voter turnout in Maryland means a win for Donna Edwards.
The most recent poll at Monmouth University showed a stark racial divide, with one of the biggest battlegrounds, Baltimore City, expecting a high turnout as they elect their next mayor tomorrow. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County police are investigating the death of a 21-year-old Centerville man as a suspicious death. He was found dead by a family member late in the day yesterday. Police say he had trauma to the upper body, and neighbors reported hearing screams. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,004, the NASDAQ at 4906. Sports, the Caps eliminate the Flyers to advance to the Eastern Conference NHL semifinals. Baseball, the Nationals win in 16 innings, the Orioles lose. WMAL News Time 504 up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. we've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, we have a problem right now on the Virginia Beltway. Literally, this crash just happened. So if you're coming from the American Legion Bridge into Tyson's, there's an accident. A car fire is involved as well. Ensued, I should say. And on the outer loop, this location will be between 123 and Route 7. Now, as fire and rescue units arrived to the scene, they have closed everything on the outer loop of the Beltway. They are in the process right now of extinguishing the car fire from this crash. That is on the outer loop, inner loop side. You can get by. They don't have anything blocked on the inner loop. So this is our big deal going on right now, obviously. Nothing else reported coming in from the west. No problems on the Maryland side of the Capitol Beltway. But again, just to recap, the Beltway shut down on the outer loop in Virginia between 123 and Route 7. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just have a good start to the new work week. Plenty of dry weather around. Plenty of sunshine today. A little cloud at times. Breezy to windy at times. 82. Tonight, a few clouds and mild, 64. Clouds and sunshine and warm tomorrow. Light breeze and a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Warrenton, 47 in Waldorf, 51 degrees in Washington. Ted Cruz and John Kasich are teaming up to try and stop Donald Trump. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, 507 right here on WMAO, where Washington comes to talk. Big thank you to Lisa Booth for sitting in on Friday, and thanks for Brian to have to put up with that Lisa Booth. She can
It's tough duty, but somebody's got to do it.
Coming up later this morning, 705, Joe DiGenova on the latest with Hillary Clinton, and there's some Benghazi news for Joe to comment on. 735 brings us now Gardner Heritage Foundation to comment on the president's interesting comments in Britain over the weekend that caused a lot of furor there across the pond. 805 brings us Greg Klein, Red Maryland, to give us a preview of tomorrow's big primary day. And then at 835, Virginia delegate Tim Hugo to talk about Governor McCullough's unilateral decision to give voting rights to 200,000 felons in the Commonwealth. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
We will send a strong message that Virginia is a place where people who make mistakes and serve their time are welcome back as full members of our society, not second-class citizens.
Well, that was Governor McAuliffe late last week making an announcement that with the stroke of the pen, 200,000 people who were convicted felons who served their time are now being brought back and giving full voting rights. But it's more than that. They're also giving their full citizenship restored, which means that it's entirely possible that rapists and murderers and child abusers and a whole host of assorted people who have done horrible things are going to actually be sitting on juries, making judgment about other people. And so as he says, look, this is the right thing to do. This is the right thing to do. They've served their time. We welcome people back into society. Other people look at it as a naked power grab. This was a way for him to get 200,000 votes for Hillary Clinton in a state that has been increasingly purple and could go either way. So which is it in your mind? And here's the thing. Is it the right thing to do for people who've served their time, or is it a naked power grab? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let me just say for the record, I come down decidedly on the fact of this is all political. Oh, it may sound good to say, oh, I care about people who've done their time and they've been rehabilitated and they've returned to society and it's now time to restore their rights. That all sounds good and fine, but let's make no doubt about this. This is strictly a decision that was made to give Hillary Clinton the state of Virginia. There's 200,000 votes who are going to be mostly Democratic votes that are going to go over Hillary now that weren't even in the mix a few days ago. And that's all that this is about. And it is, if that were just the only thing that would happen, that would be bad enough. But it's worse than that, because you're now going to have people sitting on juries who have done time. What person who has been to prison is going to send another person to prison? And remember, on a jury, it only takes one. It only takes one to keep somebody from going to jail. And I don't like that idea. I don't like the idea of potential juries being populated by rapists and child abusers and murderers who have gone to prison and done their time and are now eligible to be back on a jury again. I mean, what defense lawyer is not going to want to have that person on a jury? I ask you. So I'm outraged by this. I mean, I'm almost apoplectic about this. I can't believe that he would do this. It is absolutely a desire to grant Hillary Clinton a victory in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's all that and nothing more, and he can put all the kind of sugarcoating he wants to on it, but that's what this is all about. But there are some really ugly consequences that go along with what he believes is a well-intentioned effort. What do you think? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
He doesn't believe this is a well-intentioned effort. He knows exactly what he's doing, and that is to hand 200,000 potential votes to Hillary Clinton in what will be probably the swingiest of all swing states. Whoever wins Virginia will win the presidency, and he wants to make sure his pal, who he was the bagman for, Hillary Clinton, gets that job. Why? Well, because he wants a job after he's governor. He's going to have 1 year after the election to get it. What did he say at the end of this statement that we just played?
And serve their time, are welcome back as full members of our society. Yeah. Not second-class citizens.
Not second-class. Okay, so full members of society and second-class citizens. Last time I checked, if you're a full member of society and you're not a second-class citizen, you can exercise your Second Amendment rights. But he didn't restore those rights, did he? No, sir. If you're a felon, and forget about being a murderer or a rapist, if you're a first-class felon that had nothing to do with violence, like a rapist and a murderer is, if you had some other crime in your background, you can't exercise your Second Amendment rights in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So he doesn't really want you to be a full operating member of society. He wants you to vote. That's all he cares about, because votes are the coin of the realm for Terry McAuliffe. He cares about two things, money and votes, and he's handing a whole pile of them to Hillary Clinton. Listen, I believe in redemption. I believe in people doing their time. I believe in people paying back to society.
There was a system in place for you to go and get your writings back. I mean, there was already a way to do that.
Not with the wave of a hand and the signing of a pen. Yes.
You had to make a case.
Yes, Governor McDonnell granted some limited access to voting rights for some felons when he was the governor, but never at this level. I think the biggest one that he did was 10,000, 200,000. It's outrageous and it's transparent, and we know exactly what Terry McAuliffe is doing.
Speaking of McDonnell, I mean, we have a governor who is, facing prison time because he apparently, did things that were an abuse of power. This is an abuse of power.
Yep.
What we are seeing here, anything that Bob McDonald done pales in comparison to what Terry McAuliffe has done. It's an absolute abuse of power.
Here's the bottom line here. According to Terry McAuliffe, and by the way, Hillary Clinton praised this. She went to Twitter.
Oh, of course she did.
She said, proud of my friend Governor McAuliffe for continuing to break down barriers to voting, which, by the way, is exactly what Terry McAuliffe, they use the same word, break down barriers to voting. It's not a barrier. You committed murder, for God's sake. Yeah, there's no barrier there. You created the old problem. But here's the bottom line here. A murder victim, by definition, will never have the chance to vote or sit on a jury again. A murder victim will never have that opportunity, but a murderer will in Virginia.
That's
thanks
not right.
To Terry McAuliffe.
That's not right. Well, to the phone lines we go. Chris in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just have more of a question for you, if you know or can enlighten us. If a felon's rights have been restored, if citizenship has been restored, does that also restore their ability to purchase firearms?
It doesn't. This is just civil rights. This is what the governor did. He restored what they call civil rights, which is the right to vote, serve on a jury, run for office, and become a notary public. If the right to own a gun is not covered by this, you will have to petition a circuit court in the jurisdiction where you reside to ask and beg the government to allow you to exercise your Second Amendment rights again. And by the way, if you're a felon, if you're convicted of a violent crime, I think that's okay. I think you should have to make a case. And I think the people should have the right to weigh in on this through the judiciary. I wouldn't want the governor to just wave a pen and give you that right either.
All right. Thank you for the call there, Chris. Todd in Maryland, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Todd.
So for sitting on a jury, I'm speaking from experience. I am a convicted felon, and they will not allow me to even be picked for a jury.
Because you're in Maryland, right?
Yes. They we just got our rights to vote back, too, through that veto, or through the them forcing it through the House.
State legislature, right.
Yes. So, I recently got my rights back. But at the same time, I've been in prison. I grossly want to keep the Second Amendment, but I also agree that I shouldn't be allowed to own firearms, not necessarily me as a person, but people in my situation.
Well, I mean, can you imagine sitting on a jury now having been in prison and sending somebody else back to prison?
You don't want to talk to me about that because I can do it.
You could do it.
Yeah, I did something wrong in the eyes of the law, and I think that is it something that I would want to do again? I don't know. That's why I'm out here going to work at 4:30 in the morning, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But
well,
I did something wrong, and that's what needs to be done. I straightened my life out.
All right. Well, there's another opinion.
Hey, Todd, how long ago did you serve out your time?
I was released November 2012.
2012, so that was 4 years ago. And were you on the straight and narrow the second you stepped out of prison?
Yes, sir.
All right, good for you. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, we appreciate it. More of your calls straight ahead. Right now it is time for traffic and weather.
It sure is. 5:16, in fact. So let's go straight to Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning, guys. We actually have a huge problem on the Virginia Beltway in the Tysons area. So everyone, if you make your travel coming from, say, Maryland, across the American Legion Bridge, we really need to plan ahead here. What's happening? They had an accident, a car fire involved as well. The crash between Route 123 and Route 7 has come to a standstill. So you don't want to get past the toll road or you'll be caught up in this. So we need detours. You can take the access road, the connector, to go on to 66. You can take that inbound into town, or you can get to westbound 66 back out to the Beltway. That's an option. But then don't forget, HOV will kick in at 6:30, so we need to factor that in. On your Interloop side, as you come through the Tysons area, Interloop northbound, all of your travel lanes are open and no delay there. Hence, the outer loop shut down in Tysons between 123 and Route 7. And it looks like right at this very second, they're letting a couple cars get by on the right shoulder. I'm not sure if it's just they're going to let the cars that are stuck behind the accident get by or if they'll have that open. But of course, you could post it here every 10 minutes. 66, I have no problems. Other problem that is happening, though, is on Metro Rail Red Line. They are single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle due to the late clearing track work. So they are trying to wrap that up quickly. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real nice day today. Sunny, few clouds. Might be windy at times with some higher gusts hitting 20, 30 mile an hour. But high of 82 degrees. So warming up from that weekend that we had. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 64. And then tomorrow, again, sunny with clouds, high around 85 tomorrow. Right now, 52 degrees, 518 on WMAL.
Well, let me tell you, Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, has decided that he's going to, with the stroke of a pen, give 200,000 people in the Commonwealth of Virginia the right to vote again and to serve on juries and to become notary publics. They can even become elected officials. And here's what he had to say to Republicans who disagree with him.
Well, I would tell the Republicans, quit complaining and go out and earn these folks right to vote for you. Go out and talk to them. I find it very, and in fact, I think some of the language that has come out of the Republicans, I would tell them to be very careful of how they frame this. Very careful their rhetoric. They have an opportunity to go out and get these individual new voters to vote for them.
All right, so, I mean, is that the way to look at it, or do you think that this was a gift to Hillary's campaign? Ross and Haymarket, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. That last statement there, I got to let you guys know, for once I can handle Terry McAuliffe. I loathe and despise most of the stuff that he does, but this is the one time I haven't got any really fighting to beat. My girlfriend is a convicted felon, but yet I can tell you without a blink of an eye, she's going to vote as conservative as I do when any election comes up. So I don't lose that same sort of concern. And I do think that you need to earn the votes and all that. You can't always have some sort of thing. You know, this is our whole idea that only certain people are going to vote a certain way. I don't necessarily buy that.
Well, Russ, listen, there's always outliers to this, and I'm happy to hear that your girlfriend has put her life back together, and great that she's going to vote alongside you.
But I think that statistics show that in general, when ex-felons are given the right to vote, they tend to vote more for the Democratic Party. We're just talking statistics here. Of course, there's going to be exceptions to that. But either way, should a governor who's so directly linked with one of the presidential candidates in that presidential year just unilaterally give these rights to 200,000 people? That changes the makeup of the electorate.
200,000 votes matters in Virginia, where it's very close.
Yeah, it's really more about whether this is even an appropriate thing to do unilaterally. You know, we had our previous caller talk about how it happened in Maryland. Well, yeah, that went through our state's representatives. It wasn't just the governor deciding unilaterally to do it.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to get at, I'm not so sure that it's going to be nobody knows yet what those statistics are. They probably are, but we don't truly know.
We do know from other states.
People that have been convicted may also vote conservative because they know what it was like to have stupidity. Yeah.
We know from other states, first of all, Ross, who have done this, and we also know, just again, based on demographic trends, the racial makeup of many of the convicted felons in the state of Maryland tend to be Latino or African American. That's a big chunk, and those are a lot of votes that tend to go for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I mean, look, most analysts who have looked at this have put this as a big win for Democrats and a big strike against Republicans.
That said, Terry McAuliffe is absolutely right. I mean, now that he's done it, Republicans probably should stop whining. I mean, we're not elected officials, so we can whine all we want. That's the beautiful thing about being a talk show.
We can whine.
You're right. Listen, if I'm running for office in Virginia right now, I got to start courting the murderist and rapist vote. You know, the other interesting thing about this is that it allows people who are convicted felons of these very violent crimes to run for office.
Yeah.
Is it possible that this is sort of a precursor for Hillary Clinton running again in 2020?
Oh, maybe that's what it's all about.
She could be a convicted felon. She could relocate to Virginia. And if you committed your crime out of state and then you moved to Virginia, this affects you. This restores your voting rights. So she serves her time after the FBI investigation comes to fruition. She becomes a federal felon.
And she replaces McAuliffe as governor.
And then she can run for governor. That's what this is all about.
So, well, what do you
think? Hillary Clinton, convicted felon, governor of Virginia.
Is this the right thing to do, or a naked political power grab? We'll take your calls. It's now 5:22.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they helped others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes three times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in a Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have big problems. Virginia Beltway, Tyson's Corner on the outer loop. It is shut down. Serious crash involved an overturned car. We had a car fire and multiple vehicles involved. Again, this will be on the outer loop, southbound stretch of the Beltway, south of the toll road, after the exit for 123. Nobody gets by. Even the express lanes are blocked as well. So what I'm seeing right now live in the traffic cameras, the outer loop, you might see a couple cars buzzing by you along the right side. They are legally using the right exit lane to go to 123. You want to do that as well if you're stuck in that traffic and you can safely get to the exit there. Take 123, work your way over to Route 7, back to the Beltway, and then you'll be past the crash. Again, you don't want to get stuck in this. You might want to think about taking the Connector Road or the Dulles Toll Road towards your destination if you need to loop back through to the Beltway. Couple options for you. Inner loop side, all of your travel lanes are open. For Metro Rail Red Line, they are still single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle due to late clearing track work. The Maryland Beltway, no incidents, no problems to report 270 here early on. But again, the Virginia Beltway outer loop and Tyson's closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Have a good start to the new work week. Plenty of dry weather around. Plenty of sunshine today. A little cloud at times. Breezy to windy at times. 82. Tonight, a few clouds and mild. 64. Clouds and sunshine and warm tomorrow. Light breeze and high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Now, right now, 52 degrees, 526.
All right, so the governor of Virginia has decided in his infinite wisdom to give voting rights back and citizenship rights back to some 200,000 convicted felons who've done their time. What do you think about this? Let's go to Ben in Winchester. Ben, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. So, you know, I did a little Google search of the stoplight, and the population of Virginia is about 8.4 million. So what we're talking about is around, what, 2.4% of the entire population of Virginia.
Yes.
Assuming that only about half would be eligible to vote anyway, we're talking about four potential shifts of 4% of the electorate.
That's right.
Or addition of 4% of the electorate. And I'd be curious to see, like, as how the stats play out in terms of, like, in terms of voter registration. Is there a big uptick since this passed? You know, what happened in the next 60 to 90 days. And I don't know if anybody's going to follow, you know, if there's this push for...
I think they will be following and looking at those numbers very quickly. But here's the thing. I mean, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, it can be very close. It, as Larry said earlier, it's the swingiest of all the swing states. It can go either way. But if you throw 200,000 votes, most of those likely to be Democratic votes into the mix, then you have a decided political advantage all of a sudden, simply through the stroke of a pen by one person.
Obama won in 2012 by 3 points.
So there you go.
In Virginia.
There you go.
528 on WMAL. Coming up, we've got an update on the big Maryland Senate primaries tomorrow.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Are you serious about selling your home? Then you need to call my friend Frank Brindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises. Some even try to copy Frank, but they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Brindle. With over 9,000 buyers lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers, Frank creates demand and his home sell for 8% more than the average agent gets. Hannah needed to help her mother down. downsize and look to Frank Prindle to sell her three-level Bethesda townhome. Leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer for 42% above list price. You see, all agents are not the same. So call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Coming up, we'll get you up to speed on the 2016 presidential contest, including tomorrow's primary in Maryland and the Senate primary in Maryland, which is really heating up. And Hillary Clinton has an interesting criticism of Donald Trump. She's audacious, that one. We'll play it for you right after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Already on this early Monday morning, we have a serious problem on the Beltway in Northern Virginia. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's going on at this hour?
Well, Bill, we had multiple cars involved, one overturned, one caught fire, so it sounds pretty dramatic, and it is. Everything is shut down in Tyson's Outer Loop, right near the exit for 123. Express lanes are closed as well, and I'll have more coming up in the traffic report.
There is new information this morning about the killings of eight members of an Ohio family over the weekend.
We now have a potential clue in the investigation with the Attorney General here in Ohio, Mike DeWine, and the local sheriff in Pike County announcing that marijuana grow operations were found at three of the four crime scenes where the eight members of the Roden family were shot in the head, execution style. Now, that is fueled speculation here by many residents that these murders could have been drug-related, though officials did not make that connection.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. Donald Trump is responding to the latest attempts to stop him. He tweeted yesterday, "It's desperation." That's desperation spelled out in all capital letters. Trump's reacting to an unprecedented announcement from Ted Cruz and John Kasich of a joint maneuver by them to deny Trump the necessary delegates and throw open the July convention. There appears to be more legal trouble on the horizon for former Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel.
According to published reports, Manziel has been indicted by a Dallas County grand jury for a misdemeanor assault charge. It stems from an incident earlier this year involving Manziel and his ex-girlfriend, Colleen Crowley. Police reports claim Crowley attempted to jump out of a moving car and Manziel dragged her back into the car and struck her. Manziel was cut by the Browns in March. He's also been fired by two agents since the NFL season ended. I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,004, the NASDAQ at 4906. Sports, Braden Holtby stops 26 shots as the Caps beat the Flyers to advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Nationals outlast the Twins, the O's fall to Kansas City. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Belden Home Solutions sells and installs the LeafGuard gutter system, but strangely enough, they don't see themselves as being in the gutter business. No, they see themselves as being in the safety business. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and every time LeafGuard installs a gutter system, they make their customers' life safer because it means they'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean those gutters again. Now, LeafGuard is a great product. It's a one-piece covered design that lets the water in and keeps the debris out. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty, but all you need to know is this. Put a LeafGuard gutter system on your home, and you've eliminated a very dangerous chore from your to-do list forever. This month, a special offer. Belden Home Solutions will give you up to $500 for your ugly old gutters. They'll even haul them off for you. Special financing is available for well-qualified buyers. Call today for your free gutter inspection and estimate, 703-822-5533, 703-822-5533, or find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, "I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it, too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
I find unspeakable peace when I come to these grounds.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
There are times that we come here and we just want peace, we want quiet.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
We just want to feel the closeness of the Lord.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
And it's just the serenity, the closeness to our Creator.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway comes to a standstill. Everything closed on the outer loop in Tysons, right at the exit for 123. Even the access lanes are closed as well. And the delay now starts at the toll road. So need to think ahead. Say if you're coming out of Maryland or if you join on from the Georgetown Pike and you need to head in toward the Tysons area to 66 or down toward I-95, you cannot get there right now with this closure. You might want to take the toll road. You could take that westbound. You can take that out toward the area where you might need to head and then scoot yourself over. You could take southbound George Washington Parkway and work into town. In on the connector road, you can take that to I-66. But again, that's because you want to think about your options. Outer loop shut down at the exit for 123. Inner loop side is open. So if you're heading northbound, leaving Springfield into Tysons, you are not affected by this crash. No problems to report on 95, 395 here early on. So some relief there, off to a quiet start. Still have some backups here in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel before you get out to New York Avenue. They have the overnight road work, so still some lingering activity in that stretch of the tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty breeze gets your attention. Temperatures now milder, certainly milder than yesterday. Today, 82. Sunshine, a few clouds around. Tonight, some clouds and mild, mid-60s. On Tuesday, clouds and sunshine mix it up with a high near a warmer 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Dumfries, 48 in Rockville, 51 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. 7:35, Nell Gardner from the Heritage Foundation on the Brexit. And the president had some things to say about that. Very controversial. Greg Klein at 8:05 from Red Maryland. The Maryland primary matters in this presidential election cycle. And he'll tell us how things are shaping up. 8:35, Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And it is really the final countdown here as we come close to the Maryland primary. Polls will open in, just a little over 24 hours in the Free State. And as we keep noting, for once, the Free State actually has something to say about who might be the nominees for both parties, most specifically the Republican Party, though. The latest polls out of Maryland do show Donald Trump building upon his lead, though, in Maryland. And it may be tough for Ted Cruz or John Kasich to be able to come close. Now, Kasich and Cruz have announced, and we're going to talk about this in depth in about 30 minutes and get your calls on it, but they have announced that they're going to be working together now and dividing their resources on some states going forward, which is a fascinating thing. I think it's fascinating in that they announced it.
Yeah, you know, they actually are being absolutely upfront about it. Yeah. I mean, Kasich is going to sort of get out of the way in Indiana.
Right.
And Cruz is going to get out of the way in Oregon and New Mexico. In other words, Kasich is getting out of the way so that Cruz can prevail or do better in Indiana. And Cruz is getting out of the way in Oregon and New Mexico so that Kasich can do better.
Yeah, and no word on Maryland, but it seems probably too late to do much about Maryland at this point if you're in that camp that wants to stop Donald Trump. So that's some news on the Republican side. By the way, one other thing on the Republican side, Donald Trump came to Hagerstown. He had an airport rally, flew in there on the copter, and did a whole thing in the hangar. And he said to the 5,000 people there, and apparently it was overflow, they had to turn away thousands of people in Hagerstown. He said, "You're going to look back and say that's the single greatest vote I ever cast when it comes to tomorrow's vote in the Republican primary." So there you go. He's pretty excited about that. And Maryland seems to be leaning toward Donald Trump. But you know, anything can happen. We shall see what happens. Mm. Also in Maryland, let's look over at the Democrat side. Not a whole lot going on with regard to the presidential election. It sure looks like Hillary Clinton has the lead that she needs in Maryland. But in the Senate race, it still is tight between Chris Van Hollen. Of course, this is for the Democratic nomination to replace Barbara Mikulski, who is currently the senator and has been for, right. I believe, as it was 1923, I believe, at least when she was first elected. Technically, she was a governor appointment, and then she ran for election officially in 1924. Anyway, Chris Van Hollen, Democrat, House of Representatives from the region here, the greater metro area, and of course Donna Edwards, who is running out of Baltimore. Edwards, African-American woman. Chris Van Hollen, probably whiter than that the woman who is the mother of the dragons on Game of Thrones, you know, with the really almost white hair.
You just lost
in the
there.
Pale skin. Yeah. Anyway, he's really white. And it's become a big racial thing. You know, the NAACP chapters are giving Chris Van Hollen, the non-black candidate, some endorsements. Donna Edwards herself, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Last I checked, Chris Van Hollen, not part of the Congressional Black Caucus.
No, but a member of House leadership.
Oh, yes.
Which has a powerful... Which
apparently more important than skin color, because the Congressional Black Caucus is only a couple of them have come out for Donna Edwards. Donna Edwards, talking about this yesterday, said, "I'm dumbfounded by Democrats who don't see the value of race and gender as part of a mix of who we are on public and private lives. It's sad to have Democrats using terms like identity politics. Those are not our words. Those are the words of the right." This is in an interview with BuzzFeed on
Saturday. Listen to this. "I thought the Republican Party was full of dog whistles, but the Democratic Party has a foghorn."
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, she's accusing the Democratic Party of acting in a racist fashion.
Well, duh. Welcome to the club, Donna. You know what? If she ran as a Republican, I mean, if she weren't, you know, a crazy Bernie Sanders type liberal, or even worse, a Reverend Al Sharpton type liberal, she actually would probably do pretty well, because we look beyond race in the Republican Party. But it is kind of funny to see them eating their own there. And the question is, yeah, listen, she is getting a significant number of African-American voters who want to vote for her. Maybe not these, you know, elected officials who have their beds feathered by leadership like Chris Van Hollen. Mm-hmm. In the House of Representatives. I wonder if they're going to be that motivated to come out for Chris Van Hollen in the general election nastiness of this campaign.
I don't know, but I mean, I think the polls give him a slight edge, at least the last ones I looked at. So we'll see how it goes.
And with regard to the Republican race, I got to say, it is it seems to be up in the air. Not great polling. The two front runners, it appears, out of a field of literally, I mean, I always joke about the number of candidates
a cast
in these
of
things.
Thousands.
It's like 16, I believe, Republicans who are officially on the ballot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Delegate Kathy Zelega, who is who has the most experience running for office out of Baltimore, holding political office, and Chris Kafalis, a local businessman who worked in the Ehrlich campaign. They seem to be the two who continue to emerge as the two front runners in this very wide field, but neither of them are polling more than 20%.
Yeah.
So it'll be anything can happen in this Republican primary, and then, who knows, if the Democrats continue to divide themselves, it could be up for grabs.
It'll be fun to watch, but it is exciting, very exciting that Maryland matters.
Yes.
This time around, because it usually doesn't.
Greg Klein, who is with the website Red Maryland, will join us at 8:05 and give us his analysis on how things are looking in that Republican primary for president and for Senate, and maybe even some of the House seats as well that he can dive deep on. That's at 8:05 if you want to hear more about it. It's now 5:43, and it's a tough traffic day out there.
Yes, it
is. Jamie Whitten, in just 2 minutes, will give you the latest.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Last week, students of all ages focusing on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics enjoyed a bit of futuristic fun at the USA Science and Engineering Festival. Facilitators, faculty, and midshipmen from the Naval Academy and others from across the Defense Department hosted the biennial outreach event, the nation's largest of its kind, drawing some 350,000 participants. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
The crap in Washington is going to come to a screeching halt when you elect Dave Wallace to the U.S. Senate. He is not a politician.
Hi, I'm Dave Wallace, a businessman, a family man, a lifelong Marylander. I'll fight to cut your tax rate, cut deficits, debt, and regulation, bring great jobs back to Maryland, secure our borders, and prohibit unscreened refugees into Maryland. Go to davewallace.us. Vote Dave Wallace in the Maryland primary April 26th. Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Sponsored by Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, April the 30th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, April the 30th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is on top of an already disastrous day out there on the Beltway in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it is an extremely serious crash here. Multiple cars have been involved. One was overturned, one was on fire, so a lot of cleanup to be done here at the scene. Everyone is stopped on the outer loop, southbound side of the Virginia Beltway in the Tysons area, right at the exit for 123. Inner loop side, open. So if you're coming north, say out of Springfield, and you're heading up through Tysons and toward the Legion Bridge, you're okay. Everybody coming out of Maryland, you need to plan in advance your route. There are a couple options for you. They are taking traffic off of the Beltway outer loop at 123, so that's good. That's what I was hoping they would do. So everyone's getting off at 123, and then you can take that over towards, say, 7. You'll be past the crash, and you can head out to the Beltway, or you could take the toll road, take that westbound, take southbound George Washington Parkway if you need to get in through town. So that's what's happening on the outer loop in Tysons. DDOT, they confirm, they tell me they haven't quite wrapped up, the crews haven't wrapped up the construction in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel before you get to outbound New York Avenue. So 3rd Street Tunnel, a bit bogged down, and Metro Rail Red Line unscheduled track repairs. Single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty breeze gets your attention. Temperatures now milder. Certainly milder than yesterday. Today, 82. Sunshine, a few clouds around. Tonight, some clouds and mild, mid-60s. On Tuesday, clouds and sunshine mix it up with a high near a warmer 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 52 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Oh, that Hillary Clinton, she really, really says the darndest things. She was speaking on a Spanish language television network on a Saturday, I believe it was, over the weekend, to be certain. And she said,
what did she do?
Through a translator now, but she was talking about, asked about Donald Trump.
tratarán de hacer.
¿Le atemoriza enfrentarse a Trump?
Not at all. No, para nada.
He's somebody
es una persona que vive
all right,
en un ambiente
her, her voice sort of fades out there as they bring in the translator. She says he, Donald Trump, is somebody who lives in a very protected environment. I don't think he knows that many people outside that bubble. But it's very dangerous, and I think we have to defeat him, and I need the help of your viewers and all. Okay, what?
She's accusing Donald Trump of living in a bubble?
Yes, a very protected environment. So, doesn't know many people outside that bubble.
This is a woman who hasn't driven a car since what, the late 70s?
I believe the 1870s, perhaps. Yeah, were there internal combustion
engines back then? How is Donald Trump living in a bubble? I mean, she's lived as the First Lady of Arkansas. She's lived as the First Lady of the United States. She's a senator. She has full-time Secret Service protection. She couldn't even drive a car if her life depended on it, and probably hasn't been to a grocery store in ages. How can she say that Donald Trump lives in a bubble?
I take your point, sir. And
I bet she doesn't know how much it costs a gallon of milk cost either.
So there you go, Hillary. By the way, this whole thing about living in a bubble, I expect my presidential candidates to live in a bubble. I mean, Franklin Roosevelt lived in a bubble. John Kennedy lived in a bubble. George Bush lived in a bubble. Let's face it, Ronald Reagan kind of lived in a bubble. So, you know, listen, I don't think it's that big a deal, but it is pretty rich to hear her say that about Donald Trump. Let's just face it. If it comes down between Trump and Hillary for the presidential election in November, can we just assume right there that we're going to have a bubble president? We're going to have somebody who's really? Lived in a bubble. We just got Bubble Boy there.
Just outrageous.
Meanwhile, you heard this. I know you talked about it on Friday, Hillary Clinton.
And when it comes to guns, we have just too many guns on the streets, in our homes, in our neighborhoods.
Too many guns, I know. Can someone please tell me what is the appropriate number of guns?
Well, at my house, clearly, it's seven.
Is that right? Seven? All right.
That's the appropriate number of guns at my house.
I want Hillary Clinton, our commander-in-chief wannabe, the person who wants to, you know, faithfully execute the Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, I want her to tell us what the right number of guns. She knows that we have too many, so clearly she must have in her mind what the appropriate number of guns is. And then we can start negotiating. Okay, Hillary, how many guns should we have? And then we'll work from there.
And how many guns does her Secret Service protection have? I just want to point that out.
She continues to lay out guns, though, as a top issue. She was in Connecticut, and she did a town hall. Listen to this exchange.
We need you to be able to use your executive powers to legislate that you can't carry guns in cars. You can't bring guns in buildings.
By the way, I hate to point these things out, but this tells you the education level of the people who come to a Hillary Clinton town hall. I want you to use your executive powers to legislate that people can't fill in the blank.
How about that?
You know, it's not really legislation. He continued.
That are not assured to carry them. We need executive powers that said that we will fight for life and not kowtow to the sons and daughters of Charleston Heston. We can't kowtow to the sons and daughters of Charleston Heston. We must have a greater voice. Thank you for coming, and I will elect you. Vote.
I will elect you.
Wow. Let the congregation say, amen.
Amen. So she's all in favor of that. Amen to executive powers to limit your gun rights. Time for Rush Limbaugh.
The parents of a 12-year-old kid attending an elite Massachusetts boarding school are suing the school over its Wi-Fi service. The kid is identified as G, the student. He attends the Fay School in Southborough, 25 miles east of Boston. His parents, referred to in the lawsuit as mother and father, claim that an upgraded Wi-Fi system put in 2 years ago caused their son to experience headaches, nosebleeds, nausea, and a bunch of other stuff. The lawsuit says that G, the kid, suffers from electromagnetic hypersensitivity syndrome. Yep, invisible Wi-Fi rays supposedly harming little G because he's super sensitive to this stuff. The school's not rolling over. They had their Wi-Fi network tested and it falls within all safety standards. But G's parents want the school to turn off the wireless service in his classroom or go back to hardwired internet service, or they want the wireless service turned down, or they want to be accommodated some other way. And for their troubles, they want $250,000 in damages. Their lawyers say that they want to work with the school to find a resolution, but they want little G to be able to attend his classes in a safe environment. Now, the mother and father of G might be suing the wrong people. I mean, who invented the internet? It was Al Gore, who pushed the tax increase on phone bills to bring broadband service into the schools. It was Al Gore, and he's loaded deep pockets. And he also believes a bunch of other junk science, hoax theories, global warming. I mean, sue him. Go big.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten, Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we need to plan ahead. If you use the Virginia Beltway, Tyson's outer loop southbound side remains shut down. Serious crash. This will be right at the exit for Route 123. Police and fire rescue are now diverting traffic. They are sending everyone off to that exit for 123. It is an easy workaround, but again, you need to plan for this. So 123, and then you can take that into Tyson's to Route 7 back to the Beltway. On the inner loop side, all of your travel lanes are open. So outer loop commuters, say if you're coming out of Maryland across the Legion Bridge, this will affect you. You might want to think about using the toll road or even the George Washington Parkway, depending on your destination. No problems to report at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, Maryland topside, with lanes open. New York Avenue, lanes are open heading to the 3rd Street Tunnel, but getting out of the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound, late clearing road work, Metro Rail's red lines, a single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. From GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breeze coming out of the south, keeping us warmer today than we were yesterday. Temperatures well above average, sunshine with a few clouds and near 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 52 degrees at 5:56.
Aaron Nola.
3-2 pitch. That's in there.
The Phillies think they have a potential ace. Jason Worth.
And Worth turns on one.
Has nothing to prove to Nola.
Grand slam on an 0-2 pitch.
Great expectations. Grand experience.
And there is some howling going on.
Catch everything. Nationals Phillies. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail. With property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for the Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Donald Trump says that the system is rigged against him and he's against the idea of Cruz and Kasich collaborating. Is it fair or is it a rigged system? We'll take your calls.
And guards at the 9/11 Memorial in New York City told some school kids that they couldn't honor the fallen in a very American way. We'll tell you about it after the news on WMAL.
WMAL.